Building profitable business relationships. Building profitable business relationships. And this is very, very important because it is impossible to succeed exponentially on earth without understanding the power of relationships. The earlier, the better you discover the power of relationships. Even God said, come, let us make man. Come, let us make man. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, with a mandate to save humanity, immediately God commissioned him to start the ministry, which will save the entire world. He still needed to quickly put a team in place. If the only thing you know how to do is to relate, you will succeed exponentially. Please listen. I know a lot of people who are skillful, and yet they are not successful. And people that are not as skillful as they are more successful than them. I know a lot of people with qualification. I know a lot of people with education. I know a lot of people who are extremely talented. Nothing seems to work because they don't understand the power of relationships. Please listen. The number one way to know you are under a massive curse is that you lack right relationships. Everyone you see doing well, certain relationships are in place in their life. Everyone you see not doing well in business, in politics, in ministry, in destiny. Everyone you see not doing well, certain relationships are not in place. It is a common saying, every time God wants to bless you, he will release and send a relationship your way. And every time the enemy wants to finish you, he will deny you a right relationship, and worse still, he will connect you to a wrong one. He will connect you to a wrong one. The 21st century is the connected age. The 21st century is now the generation of the connected. It is impossible to thrive in ministry. It is impossible to thrive in business if you don't understand the power of relationships. If there is a skill you must develop, it's capacity to relate and grow your circle of influence. It is impossible to succeed exponentially if you lack the capacity to relate. And I'm not just talking because it's a grace I enjoy. People ask me, how were you able to bring Dr. Miles Monroe here? In fact, when we distributed the handbill, even where we printed the handbill, people screamed and said, it's a lie. That small church for Japa Road, how old are they? In less than 3 years that this church started. In less than 3 years that this church, Master's Place, started. It is not speed you lack, it is people you lack. It is not money you lack, it is people you lack. As a matter of fact, when you lack relationships, you lack everything. How I wish people will discover this secret early enough. How I wish they would discover this secret early enough. Please open with me, La Andro Sibresia Dakaros. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 4, verse 9, NLT. I can't be where I am today without certain relationships in my life. It is impossible. Many are gifted, but you can't see it. Many are called, but you can't see it. Do you know? It is even possible for products and services that are not as good as your own to be preferred. Because they know the right people. They have the right contact. This is it. You can't break scriptures. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Falling is not the problem. Falling alone is the problem. Falling alone is the problem. Being alone. You know, the King James render it like, woe to him that is alone. I see a lot of people, they struggle alone. They run helter-skelter. Please listen, I'm loaded with prophetic apostolic virtue. It's a grace I'm working in practically. I decree, because I am in ministry, and everything that has to do with that, for my spiritual lineage, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I speak over your life the grace of God for right connections. Amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen to me. Within 90 days after this service, you will have multiplied 1,000 times. Amen. There are people you won't even know. You will never know. You will never know they fail. Because as they were hitting the floor, they were picked up. They were picked up. Required assistance was offered. Required support. Look at it again. Let's read this verse. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Falling alone. Falling is not the problem. Falling alone is the real issue. Who are your allies in life? Sir, you don't need anybody to tell you you are under a curse if this is your situation. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, sir, I'm not telling you theory. I know it as I know my name. Whatever has disconnected you from destiny, business, covenant helpers, sir, there is somebody that will step into your life. He won't give you money. It's an information. The information will skyrocket your destiny. There is another person who knows somebody that knows somebody. His own role in your life is to recommend you to this person who will recommend you to that person. And it's that person that will take you to China and Italy and show you that this is it, this is it. There are trade secrets. There are business secrets. A door opens faster when there is somebody on the inside helping you. Every door that is difficult for you to open is because there are no insider. No insider. No insider. Quickly, let's read this. Please. A lot of people are struggling. And because they don't understand the dynamics of relationship. They don't understand the dynamics of relationship. Sometimes in a week, I look at myself, I weep. Now, look at me, because I am into ministry and that is important to me. Maybe Monday I speak with Bishop David Oyedepo. The same Monday I speak with Pastor Matthew Washimolowo. The same, by Tuesday, they call me from the office of Dr. Mensah Otabil to speak with me. Those are people relevant to my own area. Sincerely speaking, let's say Monday you are able to communicate some at your level, some business discussions with Dangote. Because all your life is not Christians you'll be doing business with. And then by Wednesday morning, you are there in a meeting with the MD of NNPC. Yeah. And you met somebody there who told you to go and see the Speaker of the House. And then you left there, they told you there is somebody in Ghana that you need to meet, and you met the person in Ghana who told you there is another person in New York. And it is meeting people, connecting with people. Woe to him that is alone. Woe to him that is alone. Woe to him that is alone. My referred mentor, Pastor David Ibiome, they did a meeting sometimes ago, all the millionaires and great, great people in Salvation Ministries. He never said this to me. And Pastor Biome, they were in a meeting, and he told them that there is a young man in Warri called KK. I am telling all of you now, anything he asks, Give him. Do it for him. The only thing you must not do for KK is what we can afford. If Salvation Ministries and all of you here can afford anything, that thing, if KK asks for it, give him without asking me. That's what relationship does. That's what relationship does. I want to lead you to it this morning. Whereby you don't beg for help. Unsolicited help. Not to now talk for the help you solicit for. Somebody called me one day, said, if you need up to 100 million, let me know. I'll give it to you. He said, please don't go to bank to borrow any money. If you need up to 100 million, I'll give it to you. Have you seen where people beg you with business and tell you that, look, they gave this thing to me, but I have so much. You also, you do this. I want you to come up. I want you to rise up. And they keep showing you their contact. They keep connecting you. They keep connecting you. They keep connecting you. Let's finish this scripture. Okay? Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? No matter how fertile you are as a man, you can't impregnate yourself. Let's say you have full sperm count. You even have over full. Everybody is having 100%. Your own is 300%. Is overflowing. Lassa, you will need a woman. You need the egg. You need the fallopian, where the thing will enter into and fertilize and germinate or whatever. In life, God will never, as a human being, give you the sperm and give you the egg. If you have the egg, you will never have the sperm. If you have the sperm, you will never have the egg. In life, what you have, we need a right connection to make it produce. And now a lot of you are wondering. That is why many of you, you look at it, I have first degree. Welcome to second degree. You see, I have first degree, I did this. No, you are talking about what you have. You need the right connection. Yeah, let's read the last verse so that we move forward very fast. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. And now three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. The more your connection, the better your strength. Everything working is connected. WWW, World Wide Web. You need to build your own contact base. God forbid, should you finish this service and you are told that they are calling you at the police headquarters, who can you call? Somebody is saying, God, I know. Jesus! We will call Jesus. But the Bible says, shall men give to your bosom? Even God, we have to raise men. Lift up your right hand again. Everybody hear me? I bless you from my heart as your spiritual father. You will never lack right relationships. Woe to him that is alone. Quickly now, let's go into the slide so that we can move the speed of light. Please follow me carefully because the word that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. As I'm speaking now, the spirit behind the word is resting upon you. Amen. May the wisdom of God envelope you. Amen. May this same grace, because I walk in it, may you be blessed with it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I can hear your believing name, eh? Amen. I remember manners of security report, and they said, how can Bishop T.D. Jakes come to South? He has never been here. That is why violence does not pay any place. Violence doesn't pay any place. Let's talk to ourselves. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, let's talk to ourselves. Insecurity is to your disadvantage. And that's why a lot of people run away from this zone. And that's why there is no development. There is no development. Pre-security checks, security checks, everything, even the jet that will carry T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, them from Abuja, after he landed, I have to put somebody from worry to in the plane or what, so that in case we want to kill him, himself and my person will die together then. I'm telling you, all manners of checks, checks. And he will never leave Dallas to come here if we don't pay his money, which is $27 million. We paid that $27 million first, and then we signed the contract. That's why if you don't understand money, you can't spread the gospel. You can't spread it. You can't spread the gospel. And it's relationship that made it possible. Yeah, it's, even if you have the money and you don't have the relationship, it still will not click. It still will not click. Masobriki Shia Dakaros. Quickly this morning, I'm sure God is speaking to somebody already. Yes, we have quite a lot to quickly go through in the slide this morning. Building profitable business relationships. Everybody say that with me. One, two, three, go. Quickly, right relationships will make up for any other thing you lack. Right relationships will make up for anything you lack. Please, any other thing you lack. I want you to look at whatever you lack now. Do you lack money? Do you lack capital? Do you lack progress? Okay, you lack a particular gift. You lack a particular talent. Okay, maybe even your geographical location. You are saying because you are not in Lagos, you are not in Abuja. Please, anything good you lack, a relationship will make up for it. Therefore, relationships are compensation for disadvantages. Relationships are compensations for disadvantages. Let's go forward. Remember, whatever you lack, God will put it inside the relationship and connect you to that relationship. Always remember this. Moses said to God, I am a stammerer. And God said to Moses, I have placed Aaron beside you to speak. I have placed Aaron beside you to what? If you lack it, a relationship is all you need to have it. Can somebody repeat that with me? If I lack it, a relationship is all I need to have it. Hallelujah. Your capacity to build and handle relationships will determine a lot of things in your business, career, and profession. Your capacity to build and handle relationships will determine a lot of things in your business, career, and profession. Hey, your capacity. If there is an area people need to develop capacity, beloved, it's this area. Your capacity. So you must develop capacity to build relationships. It won't just fall on you. It will not just happen. Let's move forward because we need to gain speed. We need to gain speed. You need business allies. Everybody repeat after me. I need business allies. Please understand this. Maybe I should use some people for illustration. If time will permit me. If time will permit me. Young man, please come quick. Excuse me, what do you do?
I'm a makeup artist, sir.
You are a makeup artist?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Do you have friends?
Yes, sir.
Mention 2-3 of your best friends.
Lawrence, Gift, Ify.
Church, repeat those three names after him.
Lawrence, Gift, Ify.
Now, this is where I'm going. How many of them, Lawrence, Gift, Ify, Lawrence, Gift, Ify, Lawrence, Gift, Ify, these three, do they do business with you?
No.
Go and sit down. I want you to understand this. Friendship based on business and not friendship based on friendship. Many of you keep having friendship based on friendship. You have 13 friends and you have no customer. Some of you now you have 76 friends. You even go for naming here. You borrow money. You do this. You need, therefore, friendship based on business. Invest into that. Invest into that. Quickly, let's move forward. I'm sure God is telling somebody something already. Quickly, you are a magnet. Somebody scream with me, I am a magnet. Now, this is where your attitude is very important. If you want friends, you must show yourself friendly. Sir, I tell you the truth in Christ, I lie not. You must be a magnet. You need to be humble. You need to be loving. I will go, when we get to number 13 now, I will now give you 16 ways quickly to build profitable relationships. You are a magnet. Are you attracting the right relationships into your life, or you are dispelling them? Are you attracting the right relationships into your life, or you are dispelling them? Number 5, quickly. Hallelujah. You must build a network of contacts. You have to build a network of contact. Somebody repeat that with me. I must build a network of contact. Louder and louder, please. You must build a network of contact. Otherwise, life will not work. Number 6, quickly. Because of time, we need... it's a follow-up of that number 5. Business contact must be built. That is to say, it won't happen by accident or by chance. So the truth is this. The contact you don't have are the contact you refuse to build. You must be deliberate about building contact. Sir, it is sacrificial. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they are selfish. They are not ready to build it. If you know what relationship do, you will stretch yourself. Number 7, please. Business is about people. I want somebody to shout it with me. Business is about people. Louder and louder, please. Can you scream it for the very last time? Business is all about people. You must therefore be interested in people. You must love people. You must be passionate about people. I said it last Sunday. Look, be more interested in making customers than making sales. There are some of you now, if I ask my son again, a makeup artist, do you have data collection of everyone that has come to you for business? So you mean you don't communicate with your customers? You don't relate with them? You mean you don't know their birthday? And they've been patronizing you for a year. You don't have a database of customers, because many people are just interested in sales. They just sell and then they don't mind the people. Business is not about product and services. It's about people. Mind people. Love people. Cherish people. Invest into people. Follow up with people. It's very, very important. You need a database. Nobody worships in this church and you go and we don't communicate with you. Nobody worships in this church and we don't have your details. How can you have customers and you don't have their details? Let's move forward very fast. Time is going. Number 8, business success will not just be because of your skills, education, and then, of course, technology, but because of how connected you are. Nothing is as clear as this. Hear me, God's precious people. You will only rise to the level God help you to connect. You will only rise to the level God help you to connect. So, look at even the drawing. Your business success will not just be because of your skills, education, technology, but because of how connected you are. You must learn the nitty-gritties of connection. You need to learn it. The nitty-gritties of connection. Number 9, we are now in a connected age. Can somebody repeat that with me loudly? 1, 2, 3, go. We are now in a connected age. I want all the young men, I want all the young women to hear this. Sir, if you know this thing at age 25, by the time you are 35, 10 years, you will have been where you're supposed to be, where you always, you will have been when you are 70. Your destiny will accelerate. If you are listening to me now, you are under 40. Congratulations. If you are listening to me now, you are under 30. Congratulations. You are listening to me now, you are still in your early 20s. Congratulations. You are listening to me now, you are 60. Congrats. Look at your neighbor. Guess the age of your neighbor. Look at all the congrats I said. Greet your neighbor, congrats, the way you think. So, I'm not the one telling anybody to tell anybody anything. Somebody read number 9 with me together. Let's go. We are now. Okay, everybody, this number 10 is very, very important. You see, this number 10, you must understand it. Let's read it together, church. 1, 2, go. Knowing the right people for the right reasons and utilizing the power of these relationships rightly will make you a huge success in life. Knowing the right people for the right reasons and utilizing the power of these relationships rightly will make you a huge success. Believe me. It will make you a huge success. Hey, and I know what I'm telling you. Quickly, number 11, you must be a connector. Now listen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release it over everyone in this service. Anointing to be a connector, receive it right now. Amen. Of course, number 12, quickly. Number 12, be the first to connect. I want somebody to say that to his or her neighbor. Be the first to connect. Sir, develop that capacity. Make the move. Greet first. Greet first. Show honor first. Forgive first. Yeah, there may be walls here and there. Make the move. Make the move. I'm the one by myself that went to Dr. Mensah Otabil in Ghana. I'm the one by myself that went straight to Pastor David Ibiome. Be a connector. Some of you, you are in business, you are saying, I'm reserved. You are reserved. Welcome to reservation. I lose grace on you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number 13, and then we move forward. Quickly now, follow me. 16 keys for building profitable business relationships. Eliminate parasitic mindset and rent mentality. Nobody wants to relate with a parasite. Please, eliminate parasitic mindset and rent mentality. I've seen people make statements like, I lived in his house when he was poor. When he had money now, he did not help me. Rent mentality. Parasitic mindset. Where you stick to somebody to collect from them. Look at me. Anybody that sees that you are solely coming to them to connect, to collect, they quickly build a wall. Nobody loves parasites. So the reason why, especially you want to relate with important people who withdraw you from the lower part of the ladder, the first thing they must not see in you is parasitic mindset. Parasitic. Look. All great men that opened up to me, they opened up to me seriously because I never approached them with help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. If you don't eliminate this parasitic mindset and rent mentality, you can never connect with the great. Great. Number two, Brahandebo Sotolo. Approach every relationship with the attitude of, I am here to be a blessing and contribute to your success. Please, this is how doors open. Approach every relationship. You are not going in there looking for their mistakes, shortcomings, and errors. Approach every relationship with the attitude of, I am here to be a blessing and contribute to your success. Even if the person is the richest on earth, you are going in to still contribute something. Be contribution driven. Hey, be contribution driven. Look at it. Many join a church, even from your church. Look at it. Are you a connector? You meet somebody who will close the door against you. Your heart is pure. You want it well with the person. You see the person's nakedness, you buy clothes to cover. You are after the good of the person. He said, thou good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over a little. Come into the joy of your master. Be at my level. You've been on salary. I'm not on salary. I eat profit, but you still live on salary. Now that you are faithful, come to my level. We will now be sharing profit together. You become a shareholder in the company. Many work in a place, they will never turn them to be shareholders because everything is just buy official car for me. In fact, people get to a place, they've not worked for 3 months, including ourselves. It's parasitic mindset. Look at people like that around you. Use worm expeller. Expel them, combatrin. They are parasites. They are parasites. Please, never make this mistake. Doors will be closed against you. Number 3, be generous as a rule. Sir, be generous as a rule. Be generous as a rule. Please, and be generous and don't expect anything back. Be generous as a rule. Don't be generous like trade by barter. During his birthday, I gave him 10,000 naira, at least my own. If he couldn't give me 10, he should make it 11. If I had approached, Pastor David Ibiome told me and said, KK, you are different. He said, and please don't change. If I had approached Pastor David Ibiome the way others had approached, I would never have the grace and the opportunity and the love he has for me. Today, I will never have it with him. I say to you again, be generous as a rule. Quickly, number 4, prakasataya bandos. Be sacrificially involved with real and genuine passion. Please, don't be fake. Be sacrificially involved with real and genuine passion. Pour yourself into the relationship. Pour yourself into it. Let me tell you the truth. Stop, oh God. Attend business function. Don't go to a naming just because it's a naming. Go because it's part of your business building capacity. I'm telling you. Number 5, Bredos Teleboshta. Number 5, build a connection before you will ever need one. Yes, sir. Every relationship is a bridge or a wall. You must build a connection before you need one. If you don't build a connection before you need one, when you need one, they will think you want to use them. So learn to pour water ahead. Because when you need help, I'm telling you, there is no pit I fall into, God forbid, that some people in this country will not draw me out. I tell you the truth, sir. I keep building connection with them daily. Daily. Salvation told us, they said, it was himself, Salvation TV said, let me tell you, showing you twice a week is not it. We want to be showing you twice a day now. 24/7. Twice a day, morning and evening, and then back to back, the whole week. It's that will amount to like 16 million per month, per quarter. But listen, you know, he said, but KK, I said, sir, how much do you want to pay? I made a mistake. I said 2.5. He said, okay, if that's what, if it's 200,000. I said, why didn't I say 200,000? Where did I say 2.5? Okay. Eh? Now, wait till the first lady gave me I ate this morning. Sir, build connection. Build connection. Before you will need one, build it, sir. They will offer you favor. But how do you build? Sacrifice. It's sacrificial. It's not easy. It's sacrifice. Number six, quickly. We cover this more rapidly. Respect the opportunity to meet people. Respect the opportunity to meet people. Never play down on the opportunity to meet people. Let me say this to everybody. Prepare to meet people. Like you write an exam. Never make the mistake of making the first impression and build up on the first impression. Sir, like you go to write an exam, you want to meet somebody, study to meet them. Know the language they like. Know the dress they like. And we will round up again with God factor. Wear the garment of grace. Never disrespect the opportunity to meet people. Respect that opportunity. Value that opportunity. Maximize that opportunity. Number seven, Labradash Talabos. Is somebody still getting something this morning? Be and then remain an asset. Be and then remain what? An asset. You please remain an asset. Never a concern. Never a concern. Look at it. Everybody look up. Pastor Biyame didn't tell me they will be going to Accra for crusade. I saw it online and I called. I said, Dad, I've seen that. Look at me, sir. Sir, speak well. I told him, I said, we are going to Accra for crusade. There are some of you, the way you even speak in your place of work, you are talking to your boss, your company. My company. You see, people don't know those things, and they will be complaining that they don't love them. I said, we will be going to Accra for crusade. He thought, oh, maybe I'm doing another crusade. I said, no, our crusade. Tell your neighbor, our crusade. He bursted into laughter. There are things that makes them trust you. There are things that makes people believe in you. The truth is that if anybody disregards my circle, I will never ever relate with you. And my stand is very clear. If you don't believe in Bishop Oyedepo, Pastor David Ibiome, I can never relate with you. Never on this earth. I don't play with loyalty. Loyalty for me is 100%. Quickly, number eight. Tell your neighbor again, remain an asset. Quickly, number eight. Everybody do like this. Honor and respect. Respect boundaries. Respect commitment. Respect vows. Yeah. Don't say you are loyal and you are doing something else. Respect and honor. It will take sacrifice, respect, and honor. This is how you build profitable business relationships. Quickly, number nine, reach out first. Yeah, I explained this briefly before. Somebody scream it with me again. Reach out first. Louder and louder, please. Oh, my God. Okay, now, church, for the very last time. What are you to do first? Reach out first. Don't ever wait for somebody relevant to your destiny to connect. Reach out first. It can be an email. Choose your words intentionally. Yeah. Remember names. Take phone calls. Reply. Yeah. Connect properly. Always reach out first. Please, never forget to say thank you. It is better to say it and not mean it than to mean it and not say it. Be grateful. You must never be known to be ungrateful. In fact, overthink, overappreciate. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your patronage. Thank you for the contact you gave us. I will update you later. Number 10, quickly. Number 10, earn trust. Oh my God, time is flying now. Everybody read number 10 with me. 1, 2, 3, go. Louder and louder. Trust is your social capital. Earn trust. Please listen. Love, we are commanded, but trust is earned. The only way you earn trust is two things. Number one is loyalty. Number two is capacity to deliver result. Capacity to deliver result. I must trust you in those two areas. I must trust you that you are a dependable ally. And then when it comes to delivery of result, I must trust you. You must never be seen to be somebody who disdain, who gossips behind. Sincerely speaking, no matter who you are, once I mark you as disloyal, I'm through with you. No matter what, no matter what. Well, I pray grace will answer for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quickly, number 11, be deliberate about creating impressions. Don't fake it. Be deliberate about creating impressions. Be deliberate about creating impressions. Be deliberate about creating impressions. I'm telling you, my mentor, God's general, Pastor Matthew Achimolowo, is not somebody you can just relate with like that. It's not somebody you can just meet like that. I'm telling you the truth. Until he got to worry here for the first time at the airport, and he said, so you are the KK that has been disturbing my wife? While he was in Lagos boarding, I will call London. They will talk to me here because no access to him. He was waiting, and he told me that within 6 hours of meeting me, he made up his mind, I will relate with him. When I went to Pastor Ibiome for the first time, everybody look up. You see, it's a destiny moment. Many of you, you create a wrong impression of yourself. After creating a wrong impression of yourself, you are now blaming. You are now blaming. Listen, I've been wanting to see Pastor David Ibiome. Finally, he gave me an appointment. We went to Port Harcourt, and he told the PA to tell me 3 minutes. I'm seeing him for 3 minutes. I'm so busy today. It will be the first time we will see. 3 minutes turned to 3 hours. Immediately I sat down in Asa, prepare for such moments. Be deliberate about creating impression. You can't walk in anyhow. You can't speak anyhow. You can't comport yourself anyhow. You can't. He told me finally, he said, you are different. He said, I thought you are like one of those guys who left winners, who speak against our father. I said, God forbid. He said, you are different. He said, young man, keep it up. Young man, keep it up. Let's try to close. Number 12. Number 12. Make the gatekeeper your ally rather than an adversary. Stop fighting PAs. There is no environment without gatekeepers. Look, let me say this to you. No matter who you are, not everybody in this church can be close to me like some people. If somebody is close to me and you want to be close to me, why fighting those that are close to me? It's to show that in the marketplace, you are not wise. And then people are blaming, they prefer some people. What is that? Every environment, every individual, there are gatekeepers. There are gatekeepers. Make gatekeepers your ally. Stop making them your adversary. Be wise. Look at me. There are informations. It is the PA of Bishop Oyedepo that will call me and give me. If I'd made him my enemy, I will know where I go be. There are informations. It is the PA to your guy or this that will help you. The office you are going, it is the PA there. I service relationships. Some of them maybe Christmas or I'm sowing seed. I can sow honor seed to my mentors. Maybe let's say 1.5 million, 2 million, 3 million or anyhow. And then him also, I just say, okay, buy card, bro. Buy card. One day I met one of them. He said, Asa, now only your papa, you dey remember. We boys too, we dey here. I said, no, I can't forget boys. Can't forget boys. You think I'm a fool? But when you see somebody who say, I don't do all those things, God will just help me. God will suffer you. They tell you so. And say, forget all those things you are talking about. I'm not a wise person. Yeah. Quickly, number 13. Time is good. Yeah. Are you there? Be wise in solving relationship problems. Every genuine relationship will go through weather and storms. Sir, if your relationship with somebody is genuine, there will be challenging times. Master problem solving in relationships. Develop maturity. The reason why a lot of people can't do well in relationships is because they've not mastered capacity to solve problems. If you relate with me, a time will come, there will be some friction. It is natural. A relationship is not good because they don't have problem. A relationship is good because they solve their problems. Never forget that. Number 14. Close and end relationships wisely and not deadly. Please listen. In case you even need to end a relationship, time will not permit me to go there. There are relationships that are seasonal. There are relationships that are forever. Look at me. The relationship you have with your clothes is not the same you have with your hand. There are people, as you grow and relate in life, you can change them the way you change your clothes. But if you cut your hand, you are amputated for life. You need to understand different degrees and levels of relationship. Close any relationship you want to close. Close it wisely and not deadly. That is why today I left Winners and I can still walk into Winners anytime, any day. Shiloh 2019, I was there. How many pastors were there? They pick only 8 names of all those 89 senior pastors. Not to talk of others that can be mentioned, that they have to mention their name. And my father still picked my name to be mentioned. Last week, I was on phone with Bishop Abioye because they needed to do some things for us. I can walk into any Winner's Chapel and be comfortable. Anybody you see who left a place and don't relate with the place, they are not wise. Number 15. Keep growing your network of influence. I repeat, keep growing your network of influence. Stop making more enemies. Keep growing your network of influence. Look at me. For knowing me. Okay, where is Testy? Can you have a mic for him? Come now. You are back from London. I told him in my office that since you came back, you have been wearing some. Look at him. He got an admission. He was to go to London to go and study. And then you had visa interview in Abuja. And then he told me. And then I said, don't worry, UK embassy and something. I said, don't worry. And I called my friend in Abuja. And we called somebody inside the UK embassy. And the person to interview him called him at the hotel or something like that and spoke with him. And then he did the interview, and as they did the interview, they communicated back with us. And the person in charge, they are saying, I am following it up. We have given it to him already. That's what connection does. Rise up on your feet. But let's say he's in this church, he has abused me. And I was 16. You should know that which is the Ogbonge of the Ogbonges. Number 16, read it with me. 1, 2, go. Remember, by strength shall no man prevail. Sir, you need to carry the garment of favor. You need to carry the garment of favor. You need to love God and his kingdom first. For by strength shall no man prevail. They labor in vain that build the house if God does not build it with them. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be what? Added unto you. Every other thing shall be what? Added unto you. I was, as he was entering the embassy, I was calling. I was calling. And the other person, we called the other person, the white man. I would say, no. And then I told him, send all your documents to me. I collected all his documents. I sent it. They forwarded it ahead to the embassy, and they were monitoring it. They were following it up. They were monitoring it. They were following it up. Everything clicked because God helped both me and him. Remove the hand of God. Even men may want to help you, it won't click. It is not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth. Never play with the God factor. Love God passionately. Win souls passionately. Sow sacrificially to his kingdom. Be devoted and be dedicated. Sir, be sold out and be committed. Everybody, 1 minute now, stretch forth your two hands. If there is a prayer you have ever said amen to, is this one I want to pray now. And I want the amen to come from your spirit. Sir, you need the God factor. Don't play with your tithe. Everyone in business, covenant with God. So sacrificially. Favor is not free, it is entreated. He said, the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Entreat favor. From tithing to first fruit. Dedicate the work of your hand to God. A business you are doing, you won't have time to fellowship. You won't belong to any home connect. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Except the Lord builds the house, the labor in vain that builds it. Stretch forth your two hands now. In that name that is above every other name, grace to be a connector. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I speak from my apostolic office. Supernatural grace to be a connector. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I bless you with 1,000 times speed. Amen. I decree your destiny and business accelerate. Amen. I release into your direction right relationships, Amen. Right opportunities. Amen. That grace and wisdom to be a connector, I lose it on you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The wisdom to solve relational issues, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever mistake you have made in this area that has cost you massively, I plead the blood for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every embargo over the work of your hand is lifted. Amen. Finally, I bless you with helpers of destiny. Amen. I bless you with right relationships. Amen. I breathe on you the breath of God's favor. Amen. Whatever you wear, whatever is on you, that people see you and they don't want to see you, I cast out that spell in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I declare the work of your hand blessed.